are shining on me like a rhinestone cowboy.
Glenn, you're an icon and a brother, and I love you.
Well, thank you.
Seriously, dude. And you know what? And I hope you don't mind, because me saying your age, I think I'm right. You still have this young, effervescent twinkle in your eye. We were talking about people that have twinkles.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell still has the twinkle at 72. Dude, how have you done it?
Good. I don't know. God just sent me down here, and you got a whole bunch of years to use up, so I got 72 so far.
You got a bunch of years to use up.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling? I mean, what's it like? How's
It's kind of like pulling the cotton sack now. No, I'm kidding. I just did what I wanted to do musically. Thank God. You know, at first I got to play the sessions. Is really what just threw me right all over with music. It's just some of the greatest songs, you know, back in the 60s.
But, you know, growing up, though, in Arkansas, Glenn, did you pick some cotton and do all that?
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah.
Really?
Cotton, corn, tomatoes, potatoes, anything you could grow, we grew it. Okra. You know, it was just, that's what we ate. We didn't grow it. We didn't eat it because, man, we were poor.
Also, you were growing for your personal stuff. You weren't necessarily growing it to sell it at, like, the market or something.
Yeah. Okay. Right, exactly.
Well, so you are a modern, this is what America is all about, especially we call it this recession that's happening. We call it the Great Adjustment. You've known that. You've seen that you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps and make it in America so how with that in mind and knowing your roots and your history, how do you look at this whole sort of this funky,
well, you know, there's a lot of people out there with their hand out. I don't know. And, boy, I don't know what's going to happen with this new administration that come in. I don't know. I just go along and do what I do, and don't let the, you know, the bad stuff just wash the flow off of my back.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
But it's everything's going to be okay. I don't think the U.S. is big enough for all of them.
Yeah, I like your attitude.
That's a great attitude to have.
So, Glenn, here's something I didn't know. I knew you were a studio musician and just one of the most. Him and the Monkees, I'm a Believer.
Oh, sure.
He was on that. Remember the Righteous Brothers, You Lost That Love and Feeling?
You played on that?
This guy is incredible. I don't think people
know
the background. He's incredible. Wow. Now, if I got my facts right, listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
Now, did you play with the Champs on this song? Or were you with the group?
I didn't play that cut of it.
Got it.
Oh, you didn't.
Seals and Crofts and me and a guy named Bob Morris, we went out on the road as the Champs.
Okay.
It was just a pickup kind of thing. That was a recording. That was in the recording studio with the regular Tequila. And I can't think of the guy's name that did it now. But it was good. Tequila. I got tired of singing that.
I bet.
Speaking of that, Glenn, I know you were in the news lately, probably in a way that you were, you know, embarrassed by and such. Do you mind if I address it for just a moment? And because we all
when you go through something
publicly,
we all
do it. But you get back up and dust yourself off, for forgiveness, trust God, and press on.
That's right.
Did I answer the question myself?
Okay.
Did I? I didn't mean to, but you know what
no.
I'm getting. Yeah.
But it's what was the question?
I don't.
We're not. How do you, when you know, obviously when you have success in the public light, that's great. You know, you bask it and everything. But when you have a downfall in the public light, how do you make it through that?
Oh boy, they had a field day with me.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's half and half. You know, some truth is in it and some lies are in it. Not lies, but mistakes, I call them.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a. They tried to hit me over the head pretty hard, but it didn't hurt. you just take it as a grain of salt and go through your own, do your life. I know, I have a relationship with my Savior, you know, and that's cool. I think I'd trust him. My mom and dad, we had to go to church every Sunday, and I learned a lot of stuff from that, you know. I know when I'm going over the edge, you know. at least when you're older, you know, it just helps you in your later life. You know, like, I'm 72 years old, and I still like going out and playing and singing. I like the camaraderie with musicians. I like the camaraderie with the fans, you know. I like the going out with my buddies, like Keith Urban, you know.
You are so respected by the Keith Urbans, the Kenny Chesneys of the world. I mean, it must do your heart, good.
Oh, it does. Yeah. He was like probably 8 years old when I was down in Australia, young one. First time.
Greatest Hits is coming out. Yours. I'm thinking, is it next month or this month?
I don't know.
Okay. Right. Well, we'll
see. I love this guy. He just goes with the flow. You gotta love that.
We'll look for it. Glenn Campbell. Glenn, I've got to ask you our signature question.
Okay.
What's your very first childhood memory? The first thing that Glenn Campbell remembers growing up in Arkansas?
Driving the cultivator for Dad. And the mules. He was there. He had me in his, like, me in his arms sitting on the tongue, you know, of the old, whatever I said it was.
Cultivator.
Cultivator.
Cultivator. Yeah.
That was it. Dad would get us out there, and you'd get us just love riding with him, you know, and Dad would set me on his leg when he was even riding the Go Devil and all that stuff, you know. And Mama said, "Get out of there, son. Wes, you're going to kill that kid."
Yeah, I bet you weren't in a car seat back then, were you?
No, it wasn't in a car seat.
I'll bet you that, did your dad, was he able to see your success?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I had him on the TV show and had him, I'd take him out. Boy, I tell you, I'd take him out on tour. And Dad said, "I'm getting tired." And I said, "Well, yeah. Remember how you pushed me in that cotton field, man?"
Well, it sounds like a great relationship with Dad. There's nothing like a son making his dad proud.
That is true.
Yeah. And from him, you got that lesson about hard work.
Hard work.
You ain't kidding. And we had eight boys and four girls in the family. You know.
Wow. And what was the, in closing here? What was the Go Devil?
Go Devil is something that you kind of wrote over the. It's the shorter, you know, stuff that's about probably foot high, foot and a half high. It's the same way like using a disc on it, so you don't have to use a plow.
Oh, you attach the Go Devil to the cultivator or whatever, right. Or coal.
No, that's two separate things. Cultivator, you can get like a couple of feet off the ground, you know.
I got
it. It's for the first. Seeding, as they say, or something.
But either way, you're using mules to pull it.
That's using mules.
That's amazing.
It's fabulous. Glenn, God bless you, my brother. You're a man that's a living proof that you can hang in there. You're resilient. You've got a love for your music and God that's sustaining you, man. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Congratulations on your new CD whenever it comes out.
Thanks, man. Okay.